Hello.
Yes, hello. This
Hello.
is Catherine
Yes.
from Local Splash. Is this
Hi.
Juan?
Yes.
Hi, Juan. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, I'd like to know is how much is my Google Locals, what's it called? Anyways, is everything up and running yet? Sorry,
Well,
I'm doing my
go ahead and that's okay. Totally understandable. I just tapped Elena as well that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Okay, I hope that's okay. That is okay. Totally understandable. Again, just to give you a heads up, as far as what I do see here, this was dated yesterday, but your Google Business profile is already live and verified. So it should be up and running. And it's the one that has 4 5-star reviews. Okay. We're trying to work on that. Currently, after we've gotten it live and verified, we're working on merging the other one because you have another one, right? So we're working on getting it merged. So at the same time, all the reviews could be merged as well. So you don't lose any reviews. Okay.
That would be awesome.
Sure, not a problem. But we're still working on that. That was dated yesterday so far, and it's still just a day past. Once we get that all squared out, we'll give you an update as well. Okay?
Okay, how long does that normally take out?
It depends, because usually Google provides responses within 10 days. I mean, 10 days is really long, but it's the maximum allowable time frame we need to provide Google when it comes to any processes. So, yep, we would be able to most likely get an update from Google within 10 days.
Okay. The ones that are linked to it, like Yelp,
mm-hmm.
Now, I noticed before I had people giving me reviews, and I noticed that the reviews went to Yelp for some reason, so I didn't realize that. And the reviews are all, even though they say good things, they're not
mm-hmm.
in the good review and have the 5 stars like the customers requested. And it's in the negative.
But are those on Yelp?
Yes. It's through you guys, so I don't know how you guys work that. But
that's weird, though, because we don't really lead customers or clients to leave the review on Yelp. We're mainly focused on Google, so we would wish to, as well, at the same time, make sure the reviews are left on Google.
Right.
Well, what we can do, I would say,
yeah.
to prevent that moving forward, just once we're complete with the merch, we will be able to provide you a link that you can forward to your customers. So all you have to do is send them the link. And once they click on the link, it gives them the review page for your Google Business profile right away. So it doesn't lead them anywhere. It it goes straight to the Google Business profile.
How about the one that's active now?
Yes.
Because I just sent somebody a review request.
Sure. For this one, the one that has 4 reviews, right?
Verified. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, I could. Let me see. Okay. I would have to check with our Google team first to make sure that I'll be sending you the correct link. Once I get a confirmation, I'll send you a link through text. Is that okay with
okay.
you?
Well, what I did was went to the verified Google profile
mm-hmm.
and just asked for a review for customer
Well,
review.
Yeah, that could also be one thing for you
okay,
to do
okay.
it. And we could also
Good.
Provide you a short link that you can just simply provide to your customers.
Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure it gets to them because this is one of the customers that went to Yelp to a negative review, even though he
mm-hmm.
said it was a good
oh.
review. So I'm trying to get things back lined up, and I guess I need to call Yelp, and they're going to probably tell me, well, I need to be in business with them more than likely. So, because
yes.
I can't understand.
Those are on Yelp. Unfortunately, we're not able to do anything about it. Only Yelp can do something about it. But if it's Google, we could work on that.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. So I just hope that I don't want to keep bothering customers. You know, I've already did work
mm-hmm.
for them. I don't want to keep bothering them for more other reviews. And
It's okay.
I don't, you know. But anyways.
Sorry. Okay. I mean, they would understand, too, you know, customers, when they're happy about your service, they would understand, you know, like leaving the review as well would be very beneficial for your business. And there were even others who would love to give you, you know, like reviews. If they fail on the first try, they'll go ahead and try it again just to make sure the review's left. So, yeah, totally understandable. But, again, I'll go ahead and check with our Google team to make sure I send you the correct link, okay?
All right, I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Anything else can help you out with one?
Let's see. It was Yelp. It was, you said 10 days for the profiles, impossible to get linked. And is there something that I need to purchase, something about Facebook maybe, that I need to purchase from you guys?
Because for Facebook, we're already running ads for your business. What you can do, maybe you can up your budget or maybe do Google Ads. Those are other options you can do as well.
Okay, Google Ads.
Yeah, okay. Google Ads, or I would say Google Guarantee. Those are two options you have. You know, you have that have not that you are not yet signed up with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if that gets active now, is that going to actually be working right away?
That's a very good question. For Google Guarantee, I think you did that before already. So that might be something you need to talk to when it comes to our Google Guarantee team. However, for Google Ads, usually if you put in some budget for Google Ads, it takes about 7 days for it to go live. Once it goes live, so it could be. I mean, I'm not saying it's a complete 7 days. It will be live within 7 days.
Yep.
It's just that, you know, we want to make sure the time frame we provide to you is something accurate. So we cannot just say it's going to go live today when it's not. So let's give it within 7 days. Anyway, you get notified once it's live. However, once it's live, the ads is going to start to show up whenever a potential customer looks for the services you're offering in the areas you're targeting. Okay? So the good thing about it, though, is that regardless of your ranking on the map section and the search results page, the organic search, it goes all the way to the top of the page. Not just for, I mean, at the same time, it goes all the way to the top of the page, and then it does have emphases that these are actually ads being run on Google. So if you done some search and you notice those that have the word sponsored, those are Google ads. Have you seen those?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so those are Google ads. They're going to show sponsored. It's really going to double your visibility. Like for example, you already show on the search results or even the map. Let's say, for example, you show on the map. At the same time, they could, you know, potential customers could see another ad for your business all the way to the very top. So if your Google business profile is on the first page, they're going to see two of your business on the first page because Google Ads is going to be there at the very top. However, please be advised that if you run Google Ads, it's not always going to show up at the same time. So there would be certain times, let's say for example, it shows up now, the next search you don't show up, on the third search you show up. So Google has their own algorithm of making sure when to show your business. Oh. But again, it's going to be at the very top of the page.
Okay. Even though I have to start, you know, like right now, fiscally have to be really, really low.
If you start,
it's embarrassing, but.
Right. You know, what do you mean start on it right now?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
No, what do you mean, like, even if you start on it right now?
The Google ads, in other words, even if I start on a really low, you know, how they say, what are you spending? Yeah, budget, there you go. And, you know, I kind of started like...
ads, the lowest, actually, that we would have to start it with would be 300. So even if you put in 300, it's still going to go at the very top. It's just that the number of times it's going to show up would be depending on your budget, too. So let's say, for example, the budget runs out within 2 weeks, or let's say usually 300 is going to last 2 weeks or 2-plus weeks.
Wow. Really?
Then the ads get paused.
Crap.
So that's the cap that we're going to be putting on it. We're going to, you know, we're going to do that, and the ads get paused. But yes, that's actually how much. It's quite expensive, but it does provide a really good return of your investment. And the good thing about it is that it can opt in and opt out of it at any point. So let's say, for example, you don't really see good returns from Google Ads, which rarely happens, I would say, then you could simply just let us know, and then we'll remove it so you don't get billed again for Google Ads.
Okay, because before I came back to you guys, I tried it on my own. Google Ads.
Oh.
I didn't get any results whatsoever, so I had
to
put a stop
here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The good thing here is that it's going to be a certified Google Ads specialist that's going to go ahead. That's going to go ahead and, I would say, take care of it from creation to running and managing the ads for your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it reaches up to like $1,000, and then Google Ads will manage.
Yes, that's correct. It does sometimes. I mean, what do you mean Google Ads is not going to match it?
Yeah, that's what it stated in the ad, and that if I spend so much money and at once I reach a certain point, that Google Ads will match it. Did I read that right?
I'm not really sure about Google Ads
okay.
matching it or anything
okay.
because here, I would say $1,000 would definitely be a very good, I would say, budget for your Google Ads, because in that way we do have a way of allocating a specific budget to your Google Ads each day. So what we're going to do from there is we'll set a specific budget per day to make sure your ads are running every day of the month.
Yeah, I would love that, but the thing is right now, like I said, I'm a really
low budget. You know, you can start on the minimum budget to see how it goes from there.
What
but
is the minimum budget?
That's 300.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's 300, and then at the same time, once it's 300, usually we get returns out of the 300 per month, I would say, if we run Google Ads for at least 2 months.
Okay. And I noticed that when I was looking some of the things you guys put together, I noticed, I can't recall which one it was. I think it was probably Yelp. You guys linked
mm-hmm.
it to Yelp for somehow. And isn't there a way to put my logo on there? That way that it all matches it. I'd really appreciate it if that could be done.
I mean,
that way they know.
Logo on Yelp?
Yeah, well, yeah, my logo on whatever the, I guess it's on Yelp. Could you do it on Yelp?
Yeah, I would have to check with our team when it comes to your Yelp listing, but if we can, I'll let them know to update it to your logo too. Okay.
Okay. And that what's that called? An internet. It's called something name. Domain name.
Mm-hmm.
Do I already have one, or do I need to purchase that?
For the domain, as far as what I do see, we've been using the same domain, which is JenniesHomeMaintenanceCX.com.
Yes.
The domain
yes.
name is the name of your website.
Yes, I'm sorry. There's a beacon on my phone. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's good?
We have a domain for your business, and it's JenniesHomeMaintenanceCX.com. The domain is the name of your website.
Great. Okay. All right. If I need once I can get come up with some money, I'll get something going as fast as I can, because I really am dying out here. I need to get some of that business. Too many people out there. Somebody's gotta
mm-hmm.
need me. But I appreciate your time.
Yeah. And don't worry too. I did check with our team regarding the link that I promised you. They did confirm that the link may change once the merge is completed, but they'll take care of updating it. So I'll send you a link you could provide, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. Anything else I can help you out with?
Not at the moment. I do appreciate your time though.
All right,
thank you
so much.
Yeah,
Juan, have a wonderful rest of day.
Happy Halloween. Thank you.
You too. Happy Halloween.
Bye-bye.
Bye.